It's NPR's Climate Solutions Week, and we're looking at how food affects the climate and how climate affects our food. Today, a look at food shopping. During the pandemic, many Americans adopted delivery services like DoorDash, Instacart, or meal kits. Those services can mean more packaging and more delivery vehicles, raising questions about their environmental impact. NPR's Scott Newman found some downsides in the food delivery boom and also some unexpected benefits.
Kitchen essentials. Some toddler snacks.
A grocery delivery from Instacart has just arrived at the home of Michaeli Rourke Duplessis. She holds her youngest daughter, Eva, in a baby sling as she unpacks boxes in her suburban Washington, D.C. home.
Yeah, we tend to get the frozen and like the dry goods and the household stuff from Costco.
These days, the family gets most of their groceries delivered. It's about convenience and a little sanity. Taking little Eva and her two-year-old sister, Zelda, on weekend grocery runs isn't much fun for anyone.
It's just a really unpleasant experience, so I'd much prefer to pay someone a few extra dollars to just deliver it for us.
Their family isn't alone. One in five consumers now has groceries delivered to their door at least once a month. Restaurant delivery and prepackaged meal kits like HelloFresh and Home Chef also saw a huge spike in recent years, and the total of those sales is expected to grow significantly. Food production and transportation account for up to a third of all greenhouse gas emissions produced in U.S. households. How you get your food home accounts for a relatively small portion of that, but changing consumer behavior can change the climate impact. So I ask Michaeli and her husband, Gerard, which options do they think contribute more or less to climate change? They think that the least climate friendly is probably their weekly order from DoorDash.
Because the guy's literally delivering two burgers and like two sodas.
Yeah, for the volume of food compared to the amount of carbon emitted.
The equation doesn't quite add up.
It's a good guess. When comparing these options, one thing driving emissions is how the food gets to you, whether it be by gas-powered car, electric vehicle, or delivery truck. With individual restaurant delivery, a driver usually picks up a single meal and takes it straight to the customer, ideally while it's still hot. That's basically the least energy-efficient option. Greg Keolian at the University of Michigan Center for Sustainable Systems says other options are better. For instance, he and colleagues studied grocery delivery. They found that it can be more climate friendly than driving to the supermarket yourself.
And this is because these delivery services can cluster the deliveries and be more efficient in terms of the use of energy.
Another big driver of climate impact is food waste. One third of the U.S. food supply simply gets thrown out. That waste represents a lot of emissions, both from producing that food and from the methane, a potent greenhouse gas, when it rots in landfills. There are ways to reduce that waste. Take prepackaged meal kits like HelloFresh. They come with carefully measured ingredients, just enough to make the meal. They also come with lots of packaging. Michaeli and Gerard worry that it's the least climate-friendly option. In fact, it might be the best. Shelley Miller is a professor at the University of Michigan's School for Environment and Sustainability.
Often when we grocery shop, we end up having ingredients left over, and some portion of those go to waste.
Miller and colleagues compared the carbon footprint of prepackaged meal kits with the same recipes and ingredients sourced from a grocery store. She says the extra packaging in the meal kits is offset by fewer leftovers. Ultimately, any form of shopping that helps you reduce waste is better for the climate and your wallet, as Gerard Duplessis points out.
If you go on a hungry tummy to the grocery store, I mean, we're buying cookies, we're buying ice creams, we're buying chips.
He says that by ordering online, they stick to the list. That saves a lot of money and probably cuts their climate impact, too. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.